God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. Jason DeZurich here with you. Appreciate you taking time to tune in to the program. Going to be digging into teaching liberty, not in slavery tonight. Do not exasperate your children. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Got some brand new fast casts to share with you as well. Looking to dig into tonight's program. Going to be talking about rules in our household. My wife and I had created, I think for many of you, this might be hopefully eye-opening to realize it's better to allow your children to live in liberty, to teach in liberty, than to just continue to give them rule upon rule upon rule and to keep slapping that onto them. I'm looking forward later on, not tonight, but later on sometime this year, hopefully having one of my children, I don't know which one, to join us and hear from them what it was like to grow up in a household like what I'm about to share with you here. Friends, we need to set them free. Set your children free. As John Adams stated in Defense of the Constitutions in 1787, children should be educated and instructed in the principles of freedom. Again, that's from John Adams, Defense of the Constitution, 1787. Another foundational thing we're going to take a look at here, some scripture out of Colossians 3, 17 through 21. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Paul goes on to write, wives, submit to your husbands, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord. But then he goes on to say this, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. We see this in Colossians 3, 17 through 21. I'd like to just give you a thought to think about of how not to embitter your children or to exasperate your children. Fathers, especially mothers, yes, you can use this as well. Teaching someone to live in liberty and how to live in liberty while living out godly ways, oh my goodness, it can be so very difficult. Not only have I been coaching sports for over 15 years at various levels, yeah, peewee, all the way up to varsity level at high school. I've been married for over 24 years now, and we've been blessed to have six wonderful children, too. And before I was a parent, little did I realize how much coaching is really like parenting. It's really incredible. For as many different styles of parenting there are out there, there's, well, just as many styles of coaching out there as well. And one thing that my wife and I did to make sure we did right was teaching our children not only the ways of God and how to live them out in the real world, but how to be more of a permission-giving household that allowed our children the most liberty possible when making decisions about things. So, after some training, many conversations, a whole lot of prayer, both of us listening to one another, putting our own 2 cents worth into this conversation, into all of this. My wife and I, her name is Jaya, by the way, we decided to only have 2 rules in our home. This is after much prayer and digging into the Word of God and training from, quote, quote unquote experts. We'd only have two rules in our home. Yes, two. And we would expect first-time obedience from our children. I've talked about that and shared about that many times on the program. And if our children chose not to comply, we would administer discipline lovingly but swiftly. In doing this, we allowed and still allow to this day our children the freedom to do what they want to do, as long as they do not break the two rules that we have in our family. Here they are. Rule number one, do not lie. Always tell the truth, even when it's difficult. Rule number two, obey God and your mother and father. Or someone your mother and father maybe have put you in authority over you. So obey Almighty God, obey your mother and father. And when, well, you're under a coach or under some other teacher, we've given them permission to have authority over you. So you now need to obey them when you're under them. My dear friends tuning in administering these rules, we have now taken the responsibility of parenting on my wife and myself. We've taken our God-given responsibility of being parents seriously. I encourage you to consider doing the same, and I hope you are already. Friends, we were and are now accepting of our responsibility for teaching our children the difference between right and wrong. You see, we took and we have taken that burden upon ourselves, and we would no longer blame our children for not turning out right. That burden is now squarely upon us to teach, disciple, and love our children so they do not need to carry that responsibility of growing up now as a burden. That is now on my wife and me, a gift we try to give to our children. Again, two rules. Do not lie. Always tell the truth, even when it's difficult. And rule number two, obey Almighty God and your mother and father. Those were the two rules that we put into our household. And please hear what I'm saying. Everything else was fair game, pretty much. You see, many people like to keep putting rules upon rules upon rules. For instance, if you tell your child, don't touch the stove, don't touch the stove. Okay, what you're doing is training them to think the stove is bad. Now let's just think through this. Is the stove and the oven bad? No, but sometimes you definitely don't want to touch it because it's hot and the burner can burn your hand. So what we would do in those circumstances, we wouldn't tell our children, don't touch the stove or don't touch the oven. What we did, again, they could do what they wanted. Now, when my wife or I are making something on the stove, cooking it, now we deal with the situation. Now we let them know, hey, right now, for now, and in the same thing, we're teaching them how to time manage, because we'll be like, it's going to take about 30 minutes. Even when they're five, they can figure this out. Four, younger, they can figure it out. We let them know, for the next 30 minutes, don't touch the stove, especially up here, because you could burn your hand. Now, please hear me. If our child would say, okay, I'm going to disobey, I'm going to go touch the stove while it's hot. Again, please hear what I'm saying. We would administer discipline absolutely when necessary. But here's the thing. If a child decides to touch the hot stove while it's hot, while the burner's on, and they burn their hand, did they just not receive the natural consequence of putting your hand on a hot stove? Meaning, is discipline really necessary now to administer? I would contend, no, it's not necessary to administer discipline, because now my child has touched the hot stove and they realize, well, that's hot. I got burnt. Yes, the stove burned you because you disobeyed your father. You disobeyed your mother. And there is a consequence that goes along with that. Is he teaching them natural law that God himself has put into place, or special revelation? Again, keeping the burden squarely upon us to teach our children between right and wrong. Our children can just live in liberty and be children without worrying. They can live in complete and utter liberty and freedom. We also were able to make God the standard bearer, not us. Friends, in doing so, this helps. It helped our children. It can help your children look to God and not us as the one they answer to. Ultimately, God is the one who has set the standard. Now, it is up to us, the parents, to raise the bar to God's standard and to teach it. You notice God's standard, not our standard. Striving for perfection, knowing it will not be achieved, but in doing so, expecting an excellent, godly result. Again, you're tuned into Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. When I come back, I'll continue on in living out a life of liberty. Got a couple fast casts here for us to listen to as we continue on. And this is Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host, Jason DeZurich.
I have been married now for over 24 years and have been blessed to have six wonderful children with my wonderful wife. My wife and I have taught our children not only the ways of God and how to live them out in the real world, but we've lived out a permission-giving household that allowed our children the most liberty possible when making decisions about things. We only had two rules in our house. Number one, do not lie. Our second rule was obey God and your mother and your father. To dig more into this idea of living out liberty in your own home, go check out our blog post titled Teaching Liberty, Not in Slavery.
Find us online
at WorldviewWarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
As I get started with this Fastcast, I'd just like to direct you to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, where it says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." Friends, that is what our Christian life is all about. Because of God's love for us and our love for Him, we have a certain hope for our future because of our faith. You know, what examples of faith, hope, and love do you have in your life? Look to those around you and see who's living out the ideas of this passage. Friends, we need to imitate those actions that we see in their lives. And with that said, I want to direct you to Hebrews 6, 9 through 12 to dig more in on this.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org, our parent ministry. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. We need to definitely live out in love. And I want to challenge us with a thought here as well regarding just love itself. What is love? Have you ever really thought about this? It just seems so many today are caught up in, well, we need to love, we need to love, we need to show the world love. Well, absolutely, we need to love. There's no doubt about it. But is loving someone just allowing them to do whatever they want to do? Is that love? I'm not saying to necessarily stop them, but I would encourage you to consider allowing someone to live out their life, learn from the mistakes that they have made, maybe let them know, hey, that's probably not a good idea. Not in, you know, not to be mean, just sharing, hey, you know, God has a better way. You know, living without God's truth is nothing more than license. Jesus loved with truth. He showed love not only to sinners, but to saints as well. My dear friends who are Christians, be wise, be alert, be faithful in your relationship with Christ. Remember, your actions and words are being watched on and offline. Yes, we need to love, but we need to absolutely love with Almighty God's truth. Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. As we continue on here, just want to remind you two rules that my wife and I decided to raise our children with. Rule number one was do not lie. Always tell the truth, even when it's difficult. Obey God and your mother and father, or someone that your mother and father have put in authority over you. Again, ultimately, God is the one who has set the standard. Now it is up to the parents to raise the bar to God's standard and teach it. Striving for perfection, knowing it will not be achieved, but in doing so, expecting an excellent, godly result. Now, if our children, our six children that my wife and I have raised and are raising, if our children chose within their free will to break the rules set before them, you see, my wife and I already had decided long before the offense occurred what the consequence was going to be. We had that discussion through much prayer, much wrestling in our minds, wrestling with God, and we came to an agreement together of what we both believed a proper consequence would be for our children choosing to break the rule of our home, whatever that one might be. And friends, we did that together. I did not lord over her, and she did not lord over me. We did this together and came to an agreement together. Time, patience, and self-control are so needed for a successful marriage, and I encourage all marriages to be founded upon Christ if you truly desire success. We also let our children know what was expected in our home and what the consequence of not following these two simple rules would be. Now, in doing so, we were attempting to train and we're continuing to train our children in God's ways, allowing our children the freedom to do right or wrong. See, allowing them to make the decision, not teaching them what to think, but how to think. It is so important, friends, that your children understand how to make up their own minds. Choose to follow God or not. Our children could tell the truth or lie, obey or disobey. You see, they got to and they get to choose. And when an offense occurred, it was then. And it's still up to my wife and me to follow through with the consequence that we had come up with as soon as possible. Now, if we didn't do this, we now were sending our children a mixed message about what was right and wrong. Swift discipline generally is by far the best thing to administer, in our humble opinion. It helps a child learn what the offense truly was, and helps them to learn not to do that again. So fathers, get out of your easy chair and take your God-given responsibility seriously. As I've already mentioned earlier in this, I've been coaching sports for over 15 years at various levels, and before I was a parent, didn't realize how similar coaching and parenting really, really was. You see, coaching a team is a lot the same way. When a coach sends a mixed message to their team about what needs to be done on the field or the court, and someone chooses to go against what the coach wants, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly, and the coach does not discipline as soon as possible, meaning taking a player out, putting someone else in, talking to them, seeing is their attitude rebellion or is it just they didn't know or they just made a mistake. Helping them to see you're not being an ogre, you're just trying to figure out what's going on. Allowing them to be who they're called to be, but within the system that is created. And for us, it's what Almighty God has created. Will we follow God or not? Friends, regarding coaching, not only is the player who committed the offense confused if you don't take him out or her out right away, give them discipline, so is the rest of the team. It's a lot like parenting. If you discipline one child one way and discipline another, they're completely confused. Or discipline your child for one thing, but don't discipline the other child for the same offense. It's very confusing. And before you know it, chaos ensues. Generally, coaches and, dare I say, parents like to blame their players, like to blame their own children for this chaos. Friends, this chaos exists, though, and I encourage you to just get real with yourself. This chaos exists because the person in charge, well, the coach for this example, though parents are responsible for their own children, this chaos is happening because the person that's in charge is not following through in swift discipline in order to teach what is expected. Really, what is being taught instead of liberty and freedom, to be quite blunt, is pure selfishness and constraint. I encourage all of us to teach our children how to live a full and joy-filled life in all that they do. Live your own life by teaching real liberty in love. I started out with the book of Colossians, Colossians 3, 17 through 21, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. Again, we see this in Colossians 3, 17 through 21. So fathers, as I wrap this up, make certain to teach your children the importance of living in liberty. Do not exasperate your children, and let's start taking our God-given responsibility seriously. And mothers, love your children, and please love and support and respect your husband. Fathers, do not exasperate your children when you mess up. And as we get out of here, I want to suggest something that, well, is very difficult to do. Fathers, be a man. Confess your sin and ask for forgiveness and lead in love and grace and peace. Teach not only your children, but perhaps even teach your wife to mature in the Lord. My name is Jason Azurek, your host for the program. Again, teach in liberty, not in slavery, friends. You can find the blog post there up at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I thank you so much for being with me tonight. Let's not forget the words of John Adams. defense of the Constitution in 1787, children should be educated and instructed in the principles of freedom. Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We have many resources available there, many free resources through our podcast, blogging. We also have other resources there, paperback books. They're also available on Kindle. Many things for you to find out. And if you've been blessed through the ministry of Worldview Warriors, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. If you'd be willing to donate toward the ministry, we would greatly appreciate it. And thank you, not only for your support monetarily, but your support prayerfully as well. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And friend, I'll see you next time. You go out and make today great. Don't be a pushover.
In Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.